We've been having a conversation called hashtag get well soon on the Restoring Word of God. We've been talking about wellness. And I'm so excited, Bazalwane, today to be having this conversation with you. We are going to be joined by a serious person in life. A very, very healthy, spiritually, physically, man of God. We'll be joined by a personal trainer today, a young man who loves the Lord. So as a Christian, I've been in conversation about healthy living with other Christians. Razula Rambo, there's no six pack in heaven. We are wearing white robes. Only our faces are exposed, singing Hallelujah, Hosanna. Yeah. Here's our six pack. Here's when this wapa no shango nizi. Aye. Nugopeza chvinga. Nugosako the netis and chigagura matsimbin chwabea pass and chiligagura na lewea pass. Ufi van cars wezo. Yeah. And to a certain extent, I can agree with you, but I strongly disagree. Our spiritual health is our purpose. But God in His Word says, do you not know that your body, yet your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought by a price. This is in 1 Corinthians 6 verses 19 and 20. So your body is a temple of the Lord. So a good steward on this earth, God has given us a body. The body that is yours right now. That is perfect in every single way, but still can be perfected. To use and to enjoy during our time here in life. It will not last forever. But let me ask you this question, Zalwane. How are you doing physically? Are you physically fit? Are you physically fit? Are you physically fit? Rari bagi dima bato vane afuna baba hone ba yenge votini vanga wiyaba katikono famazobdi. Rangari kaba jamperu ruta anufezi vanga kona. Are you taking care of your body, your liver, your lungs, your kidneys? Are you in tune with your body? If not, today we say, hey, get well soon. Hey, Mzalwane, get well soon, eh? Yeah. Mzalwane, there are people out there who cannot exercise, eat healthy, bath as frequent as required because they are ill, living in poverty, and sometimes living with a disability. So to recklessly damage or disable your body through negligence or abuse is not what good stewardship is about. Romans 12 verses 1, vanofuna bibili. Abeba mabangambuzura, zwigaye bibili ini magwabeni, akezi. Romans 12 verses 1, it says, therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is true and proper worship. Meaning being negligent with your body and thinking, because Nendia Rabera, Nendia attended the men's conference, now only I'm part of the league. It's a part of it. But God wants you to take care of your body. In what condition are you offering your body to God, if I may ask? Is it pleasing to Him? Or is it one of those situations where, it needs penal beating? Stomach in, chest out, Mzalwane. we are getting well soon. In this last episode of this month's series, Get Well Soon, we want to heal our physical being and encourage one another to lead a healthy life. Joining me in studio,
Roringa phone is ngasi iteng gore tenga sibone sixpacketeri. Zwino ri ava studio ri bona ngari zwa zwikhwine.
I've got with me Thabo Ntuli. Good morning, my brother, and welcome to Capricorn Revival.
Thank you.
How are you doing, brother? You well?
I'm well, thanks. How are you doing?
Very, very well. Yeah, ari ata ndo ndi the personal trainer. Uya tomo bona na iwe mune hai au tima timu ri hai ukwita mini hapa. First and foremost, how important is it, my brother, for Christians to also maintain a healthy living?
It's very important. First of all, I don't want to condemn anybody, so I'd want us to be very practical today in the conversation that we're having.
Yeah.
And I'd also just like the Holy Spirit just to come to people and basically shed some light and basically open up our minds to what this whole thing is all about, because it's, I really think that it's deeper than all of us.
Yeah. Right?
As I was researching and pondering about the conversation that we're having today, I came across an article and a certain statement came through, and it says that safeguarding our health will allow us to fulfill our divine potential and serve others more efficiently.
Yeah.
So now going back to your question, it's very important because, for instance, if we're to practically, if you're a pastor, and you wanna preach, Holy Spirit, and sometimes if you're not fit enough, you never know what can happen if you have underlying conditions. Mm. If you're serving in church, you know, it's quite physical as well sometimes.
Yeah.
So if you're not up to par and up to standard, it won't work good for you. So basically, you won't be efficient in serving others and also reaching your full potential. And I'd just like to take it back to 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9 to 20. You're talking about the temple.
Yeah.
And the Holy Spirit is in us.
Yeah.
And our bodies is the temple for the Holy Spirit to, you know, to reside in. So if, think about how you live at your house.
Yeah.
And the condition of your house.
Mm.
How would you like your house to be? You
know?
So like, because we uphold the Holy Spirit, He is our God.
Hallelujah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You gotta be divine stuff, man. Top stuff. So you gotta take care of yourself. So it's very, very important that you're healthy and fit for spiritual reasons and, you know, physical reasons.
I love that. I really, really love that. Wofi, your temple is like a home. If the door is falling apart, we need to make sure that we mend it. How can we balance our physical health and our spirituality? Because somewhere, you know, it says what is most important in our relationship with God, not this flesh that I'm living in, but rather the relationship part with God, the praying part, the body part.
Yeah.
In heaven, do you see people with six pack when you are there?
This was in my notes, man.
Yeah.
But honestly speaking, when I thought about it, I was like, okay, let's go back to the days where we read the Bible, and you know, you picture certain things. I imagine how things were.
Sure.
And those people didn't have cars.
Mm-mm.
And they used to walk quite a distance.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like about on donkeys. Like you can only ride a donkey for so long, because it also gets tired and you have to walk, pull this luggage that you're... So if you were practically thinking about it, I think those people were fit.
Yeah.
And they were chisels, man. Like the gods. You know when you talk about a god, you see nice things there, six packs.
Hey, you are taking off
it's not about the six packs. That's what I was about to say. It's not about the six packs, but it's about being able to carry yourself and being able to be efficient in the daily activities.
Yeah,
as well, right? So I'll go back to scripture, and I found a scripture. 1 Timothy 4 verse 8. The first part of it, it says that physical exercise, basically, if I paraphrase, it says that it has some value.
Yeah.
So most people leave that part out, and then they focus on, no, but you must focus on the spiritual more, which is good. Yes, that's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
But then, practically, once again, when you're not as fit, when you're not as healthy, it's not so easy to do the things that you want.
Yeah.
You know. So let's be physical. let's be fit, let's take care of ourselves,
yeah,
so that all these other things can be made easier. It's also taking responsibility as well and partnering up with God.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like.
Yeah. Join in studio with me today. I've got a personal trainer. Yeah, personal. Yeah, isla zoro usuke jimo sumbezi urimichini waliswa hani dieti zwiliwa hani zwiliwa man asimapungo sokori ndiko jima ndisa kola zwavudi. I'm joined by personal trainer Thabo Ntuli. So my brother, share with me some that we can do as our everyday routine to try and remain healthy. What can we do? I mean, a person like myself, you know, I move from the house to the office, always busy, but what can I do to just try and remain, you know, healthy?
To be honest with you, you have to be intentional about it.
Yeah,
everything is all about intention, and if you're not intentional about it, you will not once again get to your full potential. Because we're not just on this world just to live and let things happen to us.
Yeah,
I feel like God gave us the ability, you know, to take a stand forward and once again partnering up with Him.
Sure.
You know, also walking this journey, it takes me back to another verse, which I forgot to mention in the previous question. It goes to Romans 12, verse 1.
Yeah.
Where it basically says that it's also, I'm in my head a lot of it. But it's also a sign of worship as well when you take care of your body.
Definitely.
You know, so it's not all about going to praise and worship. It's not all about reading your Bible as well. But what are you doing in the physical as well as a sign of worship? At the end of the day, we're going to go back to Corinthians 10, verse 31, where it says, we do it all for the glory of God. So finances, physical health, our everyday living is to glorify God. So we shouldn't be putting it in sections and say, I'm going to be glorifying God here.
Yeah.
You know, as part of self-development, we're trying to get that holistic, you know, lifestyle and round it off everywhere. I'm not saying you're going to be perfect, but that's where the grace and the glory of God comes through for us.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah, I know.
So, sorry about that. So, going back to your question.
Yes.
Like I said, let's be as practical as possible. Look at your schedule. I'm pretty sure you can, 45 minutes, 30 minutes even, that's all you need. To you know, to get that healthy lifestyle and to get to a position where you can deem yourself as healthy. If you can't do it or don't know how to do it,
yeah.
I mean, that's why I'm here.
Yeah.
You know, God gives us helpers.
Yes.
You know, in certain things that we don't know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I mean, I'm here. There are people at the gym that can help you.
Sure.
You know, it's a journey. It's not something that's gonna, you know, happen all at once and if you're fit, you're healthy, and you're perfect. Like I said, it's a journey. So, like, you need to be patient with yourself. Just like you're patient when you're growing in the Spirit and when you're growing in Christ. We all started off as babies.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
And we're all still growing somehow.
Yeah.
So, take it step by step. Once again, you need to be intentional.
Yeah.
So that you can carry it through.
Sure.
So, that's how you can stay healthy. You can be consistent.
Wow.
Yeah.
10 minutes of jumping jacks, the push up was at 10, but at least 10 sit ups are 30 nyana. 30 sit ups can guarantee you. 15 is fine.
Oh, careful. So 15 said it's okay.
No, I was speaking under pressure because the. Wow, thank you so very much for the time, and I really do appreciate being with you in this time, and for your wisdom and knowledge around health and spirituality. How do we get in touch with you? 2022 is the year of six pack. How do I get in touch with you?
Yeah, no, 2022 is the year of growth. It's the year of intentional growth. So you must want it.
Yeah.
So that the Lord can, you know, add on. You're already blessed. But then when you do it intentionally and you partner up with God, there are more blessings that come through.
Wow.
So how you can get a hold of me? You can get a hold of me on my website.
Okay.
www, I mustn't forget that third W. tsculpt.com.
Okay.
So it's tsculpt .com. Otherwise, at Virgin Active, the Thornhill Virgin Active.
Okay.
That's where I do training. And you can get all my contacts on the website. And then let's partner up with getting you fit and healthy so that you can take on this journey of life.
Indeed. Thank you so very much for your time and that info. this year I'm definitely getting healthy. He is your man. Personal trainer, Thabo Ntuli.